This is where it all began. The Weeping Willow. The tree that brought me to you. I don't know why exactly, but that tree pulled me in. As a forest elf, I should know the powers and magic nature has. I was supposed to trust my own magic that resides within me, but I didn't. Hard-headed. I wanted to be like Mother. She's my idol. I looked up to her. I wanted to be like her. Be everything like her. I mean, I was a young elf back then. I knew nothing. Things happen. But I regretted running away from home because my magic wouldn't work. I thought I was a failed product, a child that never understood her gift. I can never be like Mother, I thought, and into the forest I ran. I ran and ran and ran until I stopped and dropped to my knees. Tears started flowing. Failure is all I could hear in my head. I can never be like her. Mother was a powerful forest elf, a sorceress. She knows all of nature. She can conjure magic through her connection with it. Casting spells from thin air was a dream I wished I could do. If I can't be like her, then why bring me into this world in the first place? Am I not meant to cast magic? Or am I not meant to cast any magic at all? Do I even have magic within me? I don't know. I sobbed. That's when a strange sensation washed upon my skin. A breeze coming from an unusual direction. I know this forest like the back of my hand. There isn't supposed to be a lake or an ocean here. It's all caves and cliffs. But still it pulled me. I felt an invisible rope tugging onto my arm. I couldn't fight back. It wanted me somewhere. I had no choice but to follow. As I walked, the ground slowly faded into a bright, luscious green grass. The forest gave way ever so slightly. My mother had never shared with me anything about this change in terrain. Not in this forest. It didn't make sense. My nose picked up a scent. Soothing. Relaxing. Calm. The scenery changed. An open field of flowers and grass. Daisies, lilies, and orchids. Brightly colored like you see at a flower maiden's home or at a florist's. They weren't on the map that my mother had. And then I looked up. Round-shaped top with ground-sweeping branches and narrow leaves. Graceful and mesmerizing. The Weeping Willow. It stood in the middle of the field, proud and tall. But it's odd. An average Weeping Willow is small compared to this one. The castle tower would have seen it. This tree is insanely massive. Starstruck, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. My distraction, however, was cut short when I heard yells and grunts come from the base of the tree. It sounded like somebody was fighting. Curiosity led me to you. Dual-wielding wooden swords, donning a tin bowl as a helmet, and makeshift armor made of rags and cloth. This human boy swung ferociously back and forth, yelling and grunting. It was a sight to watch. You had terrible sword skills. You noticed me staring at you. Without hesitation, you greeted me with that big, sweet smile of yours. We introduced each other, and it was nice, though I was a little shy. You caught me off guard when you asked me why I had cried. You'd noticed that my eyes were a little swollen, and I honestly totally forgot that I was crying earlier. I couldn't cast magic like my mother, I answered quietly. Don't worry, you'll get it. One day you'll achieve the impossible, you confidently said. Confused, I asked about you. My dream is to be a knight that can wield many bladed weapons, you proudly said. I giggled. What kind of knight does that? If a knight can only use one weapon, then what use will he have? Wouldn't it be better to learn it all? An impossible dream, I argued. But one can achieve, if you believe in yourself, you countered. Blown away, your words motivated me. I can help with your magic. A knight helps a fellow citizen in need. What do you say? You reached out your hand. like a knight in shining armor, his hand reaching his way to a damsel in distress. I reached out. We became friends under the weeping willow. Since then, we always meet under that huge tree. I practiced my magic, and you trained your blade work. I struggled a lot, but you were right by my side supporting me. Progress was slow. It's a good thing that that didn't stop us. Every day I would eagerly wait for you under the tree. I loved to watch you walk up with various dummy weapons, spears, scythes, claws, axes, longswords. I giggled a lot watching you struggle and fumble your way up carrying all those things. You looked a little like a traveling merchant. I had fun playing and training with you. Days, weeks, months, and years went by. We grew up. You were accepted to join the country's regiment among the knights. Most youths couldn't enter without going through a training academy. You skipped past that. Your skills impressed the king. You became a one-man army, wielder of multiple blades and a master at all of them. A blade master. Your training paid off. I was happy for you. But me, I sadly went nowhere. Nothing works. Nothing I do works. I've tried so many potions, went through various spellbooks and tools, and none of them helped. I did exactly what Mother went through. It's frustrating. I couldn't cast a single spell. One day, I decided to give up. I couldn't take the failures anymore. I sat next to you at the base of the tree, upset. That nice armor you wore, a fancy robe, a special insignia, I felt envious. You achieved something I couldn't. What use am I if I can't cast magic? A daughter of a powerful sorceress with no magic? Shameful. You turned to me with a reassuring voice and asked, "What do you dream to be?" "To be like Mother, to protect the realm. A sorceress just like her. That's what I dream to be." "Fight with me," you said. Stunned, I wondered what you meant. Next thing I know, I was in the regiment among the knights. Wielding an enchanted bow, wearing a special leather tunic and hood made by the fays and dwarves, and bearing an insignia unique to yours. I became your right-hand lady. I became a hunter. The first time I presented myself to you in full gear, I was anxious. I had no idea I was a capable fighter. I was overwhelmed by everything. But that stupid, gleeful smile broke me from my doubts. You just know how to cheer me up. I appreciate what you gave me. You've given me an opportunity I never had before. I hugged you tight, thanking you. You never gave up on me. "We're best friends, aren't we?" you said. Your words touched me. We became even closer from that day on, visiting various towns, villages, and tribes. Our presence together was made known to the country as a special team of heroes to fight the battles beyond the army's capabilities. We were unstoppable. I couldn't care less if I'm unable to cast magic. A forest elf who's hopeless at it? Never heard of it. I'm a hunter. I fight with a bow. Magic means nothing to me. To hell with the sorceress route. For years, we traveled and fought together, shedding blood, sweat, and tears equally. We had each other's backs. You took care of me, I took care of you, and we stuck together till the end. I've never felt so much joy being together. It was great. But that joy only lasted for so long. War. I wasn't prepared for it. We were trained for this day. We've reached our peaks, and we have to protect our people and the country. This is our moment. Staring out the window, we observe the night sky, anxiously waiting for the inevitable. You were nervous, trembling, shaky breaths, your thoughts clouded. I held your hand. Your emotions resonated with me. Fear, worry, doubt. I understood you, clear as day. I think this is impossible, you trembled. The opposing forces were 5 times the size of ours, fearsome and brutal warriors from across the continent, enemies we have never faced before. They were known for their onslaught and unpredictability. Our city might not make it, let alone the country. Aren't we a 2-man army? We fought many huge battles before this, and we survived. Isn't that something? We can achieve it if we believe in ourselves, I reassured. You turned to me with a sympathetic smile. I cheered you up a little. We may or may not make it out alive, but we'll certainly remember each other. I took out a necklace. It contained an emerald surrounded by silver flames. I bought it at a jewelry store simply because I thought it was pretty. I put it around your neck. A gift for you. Your eyes traveled from the jewel to me. A sensation flowed through me as I looked into your eyes, and I felt like I had to do it. I gave you a gentle kiss on my cheek. Remember me, I softly said. Orange and yellow streaks of light break through the horizon. We watched while our hands held each other together, tight, bracing. It was time. War began. It was a massacre. Fallen knights and civilians left and right. Rivers of red across the streets. Screams of panic and agony. Homes destroyed. Fire everywhere. It was a living nightmare. One that you wished you could snap out of and wake up. We managed to hold out the main forces and secured as many civilians into the castle grounds as we could, but it wasn't enough. The opposing forces had more waves. We were struggling, but we fought on. With the remaining troops we had, we fought as one. One by one, our enemies fell. Hope seems to be shining down upon us. We pushed further. Finally, the last enemy fell. No signs of any more reinforcements. Peace. We couldn't believe it. We'd won. Our country was safe. Exhausted, we took our breaths. Everyone was all right. We looked at each other, bruised, scratches, blood, a mess. Despite the terrible looks of us, we laughed it off. This calls for a celebration. We survived. But, unfortunately, we'd cried victory too soon. A scout came reporting to us that there were more reinforcements coming closer. In a direction we both knew, the forest we always visited. The forest with the weeping willow, and in its direction, the enemy. The main forces were a distraction and a means to weaken us while the other strikes came from the rear. With the state our forces were in, we had no choice but to gather the remaining troops to the tree. We all ran. The scent, it wasn't the same. Smoky, choking, hazardous. Fire. They were burning their way through. Just in the nick of time, we reached the tree. We could hear our enemies coming in, the fire closing in with them. Prevent them from approaching the city grounds at all costs. That was our mission. All of us formed a wall, held our ground, and braced. One last wave of reinforcements, just one more, and we could go home. We could do this. The enemies charged. We took a brutal beating. Already weak from the main battle, we struggled to hold our own. Our knights slowly fell back due to their injuries from the last battle. We couldn't go on. We'd die if we do. Fall back, we ordered. A retreat. We had no choice. There's no way we could make it. We grabbed our injured troops and quickly headed back. But you didn't. What are you doing? I shouted. Buying you time! you answered. There was no way you would survive. Not in your state. You were about to die. No way. Not a chance. I can't let you fight alone. I have to. Your tone. It was solemn. You were right. You had to. If you followed us, they would chase us to the castle where everyone was. It was a dangerous move. Buying time will allow us to set up our defenses better. We'd be a little bit safer, but at what cost? A heroic sacrifice. You turned to look at me, tears in your eyes. I wasn't ready. I couldn't bear to leave you behind. If only I had my magic. For the sake of our people, I clenched my fist, held my emotions, and retreated. For a little bit, I thought I needed to turn back to help you. I stopped and turned to look at you. You were clutching onto the necklace I gave you as you fought, remembering me. You turned to look back at me briefly, yet again. The face of sorrow. You muttered something under your breath, and I couldn't make out what it was, but I had to go. Now. And that was the last time I saw you. Through tears in my eyes. Back at the castle, defenses were set up. Whatever troops we had left to station themselves at their respective positions, I appointed. And we waited until sundown. My mind was all over the place. The troops, the civilians, the defenses, the city. You. I prayed that you could come back alive to me. The thought of losing you, I wasn't prepared for it. Out of the blue, big green rings of light burst across the sky. I had no idea what that was. Was it magic? Did someone cast something? Did Mother do something? No way it could be her. The next thing that came to my mind was you. I needed to go. The troops stayed to protect the castle while I ran off to find you. And as I ran under my breath, I prayed and begged for you to be alive. Adrenaline rushed within my system, and I bolted as fast as I could. The scent, I couldn't smell any smokiness. The fires must have stopped. And there it was. The Weeping Willow. It was safe. The fires were all gone. Bodies of our enemies littered all over the field. How? It didn't matter anymore. You did. You saved us. But where were you? Where did you go? I frantically searched everywhere for you. Missing. Fear and worry got to me. And then I saw it. The necklace. The emerald sparkles under the moonlight. It rested on the grass alongside with torn fabrics of cloth covered in blood. I recognized the color of the fabric. I dropped to my knees. My emotions filling me up with sadness. Streaks of tears running down my face. Hold it in. Hold it in, I told myself. My hands trembled as I picked up the necklace. Memories of us throughout the years played in my head, rapidly flipping pages like a book. All of them. Immense sadness overtook me, and I welled up. It was too much. I couldn't hold out any longer. I held the necklace close to my chest, and I screamed. I screamed my lungs out. Pain, sadness, loss. I lost my best friend. Under the Weeping Willow. Over the course of a few months, you were celebrated as the hero of the city. Your name and title spread across the country. Everyone spoke so highly of you. Although there was no proper funeral, there was a memorial. A statue of you and our fallen troops. Every now and then, locals, tourists, and royalty visited the memorial. Everyone honored the sacrifices you and the others made. It was heartwarming. The city eventually got back on its feet. Restorations were successful. The remaining troops quickly got back into action and had more recruits coming in by the day. They were all eager to fight for the country, and that all because of you. You sparked something in them. And where did I go? Home. I quit. I quit the regimen. Let's just say things weren't healthy. I refused to visit your memorial because of the painful memories. I cooped up in my room. I fiddled with the emerald necklace. That's all I did. I couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. My mind was all over the place. I stayed up most nights grieving the loss of my best friend. And my appetite was horrendous. One bowl of oatmeal was enough, sometimes half of it. I was in poor shape. I kept thinking to myself, what if I actually hadn't given up on learning magic? Would you still be alive? Blaming myself is all I could do. I gave up on learning magic. I thought it wasn't meant to be. You gave me everything to help me. You supported me, and you never gave up on me, but what had I given you? I'd been selfish. For a long time, I hated myself. If I learned magic, just like my mother, I could have helped you. You would still be here and give me a shoulder to lean on. I cried every day. I wished I could turn back time and correct the wrongs I did. I was hopeless. I was a failure. I wish I could turn back time. Back to how it was. The young little elf girl that ran away from home. Every now and then, I received knocks on my door from the townspeople. I refused to let them in. I wasn't ready to see them, to face them. I was ashamed. They left gifts on my doorstep with notes asking me about my well-being and sharing notes with stories about you and I and how we impacted them. It was uplifting. They cared about me, about us. I was thankful, but I still blamed myself for everything. One day there was another knock at my door. Again, I refused to see them. But this time I heard children. A few of them. It was unusual. I heard anxiousness, confusion, and fear. And I ignored them. The knocks came again. It were the same voices. I built up the courage and approached the door. Whoever they are, I'll just tell them to go away. To my surprise, it was a bunch of children, all of different races. An orc girl, a dragon boy, an elf boy, and a human girl. They told me an invisible force tugged them to me. Curious, I invited them in. They were a bunch of sweet kids, really. Each one of them had a different background. I watched them playfully interact with each other around my dinner table. They reminded me of us, how we played and trained together, and they're that God's forsaken tree. I listened to them talk about their dreams and aspirations. The orc girl wanted to be an inventor, the dragon boy an architect, the elf boy a beast tamer, and the human girl a knight. Silly children, but I can't fault them. They're just being true to themselves. True to themselves. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. It clicked. The next day, I went back to the Weeping Willow, where it all started with the necklace around my neck, and I approached the tree. I was nervous. I didn't know what would happen. The tree brought me here for a reason, and I found my answer. I placed my hands on a tree and closed my eyes. Do Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. I am not my mother. I am not my mother. I do not need to be somebody else. I am me. My magic is within me and unique to only me. Connect myself to nature. Be one with it. Be myself. Like a spark that ignited the flames within my darkness, the tree rumbled to life. The ground shook, the bark moved and twisted. I took a step back to see the tree gracefully open itself to me. It dances to my emotions. The branches swayed, the leaves rustled and shook, and then the bark split open, revealing a gap, and eventually it stopped. Silence. What had just happened? Why was there a gap in the tree? I noticed something about the gap. I carefully approached it. There was something through there. It was too narrow to squeeze through. I could only peek. It was dark and difficult to see anything. I squinted my eyes, focusing on the subject within it. My eyes eventually adjusted to the darkness, and I got the shock of a lifetime. Beaten up silver armor with a torn robe and dried bloodstains, bearing the insignia that only two warriors hold. Me and you. Your body was preserved in the weeping willow, bound to the vines inside. Although your wear is broken, your wounds were healed. You were in perfect condition. I even noticed your chest slowly rise and fall, breathing. You were alive. I couldn't believe it. My best friend was alive. The tree had saved you. Those green rings of light must have been nature itself taking action. Nature fought with you and took you in. It made sense now. I teared up again. Desperate, I reached my hand out to you, but you were too far away. I needed you. I needed you back. I can't lose you again. I tried to use my magic. The tree and the ground rumbled but didn't release you. I tried again. Same result. I tried again and again and again. Still nothing. I was desperate at that point. On my knees, I begged the tree to let you go. I need you. I cried out my pain, my suffering, my love for you. Staying true to myself, I rested my hands on the bark again and I closed my tear-filled eyes. Deep breaths, be one with nature, experience the emotion within them, let my memories flow. Recalling the ups and downs of our journey together, your laugh, your smile, your empathy, your sacrifice. You made me who I am today. I'm happy that we met under this same tree. I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I let my tears flow. The emerald on my necklace suddenly glowed bright with magic. I could feel myself being one with nature. I saw roots, tiny organic circuits, cells, and the branches that connect throughout the land. I saw everything. I know my magic now. I grasped the control and I pulled the bark apart. With a swish of one hand, I commanded the vines that are binding you to bring you to me, out of the tree. With the other hand, I brought down thick branches of the tree and manipulated them into a makeshift bed. I waved my hands to control the pile of leaves from the tree into a cushion and set your body down upon it. Finally, I released scents from the fields of flowers and gathered them for us, surrounding ourselves with nature's comforting smell. All was done. I set you down, bind the vines, and let you slowly wake up. It's done. I did it. I found my magic. I wasn't spellcasting, I was controlling nature. That was my magic, unique to me. And I thought all magic was the same. This is why I should have learned. I was relieved to know that you were alive. I climbed onto the bed with you and lay down next to you. My best friend. No. My mate. I'm sorry it took so long, but I'm here now. I waited and then watched you slowly open your eyes. You looked around confused and collected yourself. And eventually you turned to me. Hi, sweetheart, I said. You look different, you replied. I'm working on it. Nice necklace you got there. It suits you. Thank you. I giggled. So many things have happened. I couldn't spare you the whole details. Not then, anyway. I was focused on only one thing. I love you too, I softly said. I finally understood the words that you muttered that day, when you did that heroic sacrifice. You smiled. That sweet smile you gave me when we first met. We stared at each other for a while, sharing our emotions through our eyes. My head tilted as you put your hand on the side of my face. Comforting, soothing, nurturing. I liked it. It felt right on me. I wanted you to hold me and never let me go. I held that same hand and turned to give gentle kisses to your palm. Your skin soothed me. I wanted to care for it. You're precious to me. My eyes locked with yours as I continued kissing your hand. You watched me with such a caring expression. Your face slowly inched closer to mine, just a breath's distance. You shifted your hand to the back of my neck and pulled me in for a kiss. I was so blissful, I loved every second of it. Our lips locking felt like perfection. It's like we were made for each other. I kissed you back. We kept kissing. I couldn't and wouldn't stop. I could feel your heartbeat pounding there in that moment. Our arms wrapped around each other in this embrace. Our hands traveled everywhere. Our kisses became passionate. Do whatever you want with me, I thought to myself. I'm yours. And as if you could read my mind, you grabbed me at every spot I wanted you, and I melted into your hands. Muffling moans of pleasure and pure happiness. My body begged you not to stop. And you didn't. It was heavenly. Suddenly, you pulled me on top of you. No words needed. We know what we wanted. Our eyes told us everything we needed to know. I carefully removed your armor and your robes, and you removed my tunic and my pants. My necklace stayed on. Bare nothing but our under things, we let our hands explore each other. You fondled every part of me as I did yours. My breasts, my thighs, my ass. Your touches felt amazing. The way you gently tugged at my nipples, squeezing my breasts, palming my ass. I moaned for you, gasped for you. Whimpered for you. We kept exploring each other, arousing each other even more. I could feel your cock grow hard under me and throb against my thigh. Your bulge was pressing into me, and I became very aroused. I got wet, really wet, and I wanted more. Eager, I rested my hands on your chest and grinded into your bulge. With every movement of my hips, my necklace jingled. Melodic sounds perfectly synced. I needed this. Your moans were like music to me, perfectly in harmony with mine. You put your hands onto my waist and bucked into me as I grinded down on you. The necklace jingled again. We kissed and kissed and kissed as we pleasured each other. I wanted nothing more than to bring each other to the peak of pleasure. I love you, sweetheart. You are my knight in shining armor. pleasure I had wasn't enough. I needed more. I wanted you to mark me. I pulled your cock out and used your pre-cum as lube. Up and down I got you hard for me. But inside of me is where I wanted you most. Plunge your seed into me. I couldn't wait any longer. Put it in me, please. I begged. You pulled my panties to the side and guided yourself inside of me. We moaned in perfect harmony as we took each other without barrier, like we were meant to be. Fuck me, sweetheart. Bouncing up and down, your cock filled me and it was like an addiction. My necklace jingled vigorously. More. More. As I rode you, I expressed my feelings for you. I couldn't hold it in anymore. How much I was hurt when I lost you. Those months of loneliness and how much I ached for you. I wept, but this time it were happy tears. You felt amazing in me, stretching me out. Your thrusts in rhythm with my bounces. The slaps, the wet sounds, the jingling of my necklace. The pleasure was addictive. The perfect sex. I mean, it's more than that. I wanted even more. I wanted you to come. You pulled me down and hugged me tight to your chest. I knew what was coming, and I trusted you. You rapidly started to buck your hips into mine, deeper with every thrust, hitting my cervix over and over. I looked into your eyes as we fucked, because this wasn't making love, this was primal, this was fucking. I bit my lip in pleasure. You knew exactly how to make me feel good, and you hit all the right spots. That's it, sweetheart, I thought. Make me yours. Make me yours. I could feel your cock throb and pulse inside of me, and I could feel myself contract around you. No words needed. Just pleasure. We needed it. Thrusting me into our peak of pleasure, we climaxed. Our orgasms were in perfect sync, and we moaned together. Our breaths shared. Marked, I belong to you. Under the tree now and forever. Because this is where it all began. The weeping willow. The tree that brought me to you.
It's weird though. This is weird. Where's the weeping willow anyway? We came here straight after our marriage, didn't we? And it's gone. This makes no sense. And you're sure we went the exact path and route? It couldn't have just disappeared. I'm not sure if anyone is capable of that kind of magic. Can you imagine me carrying around a big plot with a tree on it around the country? Yeah, right, if I believed in myself. Ever scouts reported back anything? Weird. Well, I guess it did its work. Ugh, look at the sky. It's starting to get dark. Should we head home? I'll get the kid. Honey, it's time to go!
Did you have fun playing in the fields? Yeah?
I'm sure it was great. Now come. Hold on to Mommy and Daddy's hand. We're going home.